This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump, he is a master at getting to the left. I want to talk a little bit more about that, but let me tell you something. This man gave the most rousing speech about law and order, at least that I've heard. I haven't heard a better speech that says, we will restore order to America. Certainly, you would never hear those words come out of Barack Obama's mouth. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So he gives this rousing speech. Mike Cernovich, who is this conservative, he says President Trump, became president today. And I tweeted him back saying President Trump has been president since day one. Don't get it twisted, sister. I don't know who these you can be a naysayer about some of the things that Trump does, but the man has been presidential since the moment he got elected, since the moment he saved Carrier with that magic wand. And he has never backed down. There is nothing inconsistent about Donald Trump. Say what you want about him. I don't care. Like him, dislike him. I don't have a dog in the fight. Trump is not my man, okay? He does things right, I'll talk about that. He does things wrong, I'll talk about that. He doesn't do a lot wrong. Well, let me tell you, the dude acted like a boss. Does this great speech. He says, if you won't protect your citizens, I'll protect them. It is my responsibility. I'm the law and order president. That is the way we will lead this country. And let me tell you, he had women tingling. You want to talk about Chrissy Matthews having a tingle up his leg. There were women all over America going, preach, brother, preach. Because let me tell you, nobody wants a wimpy leader. Nobody. Oh, you can get away with it if you run a green company or you got some vegan restaurant. But in the real world, nobody wants a wimpy leader. There's not a general that goes, okay, guys, listen. Go out there and do your best, okay? And listen, I'm a little afraid right now. So if you don't mind, I'm going to wait in the back. And you guys charge against those guys that I have all the faith in the world that you can make it happen. Okay, you go. Go, girls. You don't see movies made with pansies riding on a horse, rattling up the truth. Braveheart wouldn't work good with an LGBT guy that talked like this and did that and with his hand or whatever else. Real warriors know how to behave. There's only one way. I mean, in the end, you either exude the confidence and you're willing to back it up or you don't. And Donald Trump has swagger for freaking generations, man. He could bottle it, sell it, and they'd be selling it to your great-great-great-grandkids because he got a lot of it. And frankly, I'm glad he does. Anderson Cooper says, Donald Trump was, he's a wimp. He was hiding out in his bunker or whatever else. And Trump just said, he said, clear this park. We're going to get out here. I'm going to go over to this church that got burned down by rioters, looters, people defacing government property. Don't have a care in the world for any of this stuff. If you let liberals run your country, you know what it'll look like. And let me tell you, that's that tingly feeling women are getting going, ooh, Donald Trump wouldn't let that happen. I'm going to give me some Donald Trump, baby. They don't know it. They don't even realize it. It's kind of like when I talk about, being a proud male, exuding the scent of testosterone. What do they call it? Musk? Exuding it. Women getting pregnant from just being in my airspace. Oh, wait a minute, girl. You got pregnant. Yeah, I'm proudly masculine. And Donald Trump is, and there are women going, they don't even realize it. They're going, there's something about, I don't like when he tweets, and I don't like when he does certain things, but I don't know. And then there's Joe Biden over there going, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for Senate, and Donald Trump, I can't beat him, and just don't vote for me, okay? Yeah, it's a real tough choice. The dude who bails out, terrorist. And what about Donald Trump making Antifa terrorists? Well, you know, we had talked about it a little bit. But anyway, here's my point. They claim he's hiding out. Donald Trump doesn't want to do this. They criticize everything he does. He says, you know what? Let's go outside. Let's go over to this church. And, oh, it had to irk him. Oh, man, it had to irk him. He goes to a church, and he's got a Bible. Yeah, he's got his Bible with him, and he's doing photo ops. And he brings up the staff, and he says, hey, come on up, everybody. Come over here. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make these leftists an offer they can't refuse. So he does. He gets in front of it. He's got Kayleigh McEnany. He's got Mark Meadows. He got everybody up there. A.G. Barr. And he's looking at this church that's been boarded up. It's been destroyed. And it's symbolic because it's essentially saying, I'm not going to let them destroy Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, religion as we see it in America. We're going to take a photo op in front of this church with this Bible. He shows the back, the binder of it, and he shows the Bible itself, and he holds it, and he brings everybody up. And he says, this is not America. We won't let this stand. We will fight this. I don't know the exact words, but it was along those lines. Yeah, the burned church. He walked over there like a boss. And leftists, oh my God, I can't believe he took a picture, a photo op in front of a church. They're verklep. He holding the Bible. Why wasn't he holding the Quran? I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. But let me tell you, Christians are going, thank you, Mr. President. Because let me tell you what the French did with Notre Dame. You heard anything about that in a while? No, you haven't heard much about Notre Dame because, you know, those Muslims burned it down. Well, our terrorists did the same thing over here. And Trump stood in front of it and said, that'll stand. I'll make sure it stands. And he gave a decree. You're a thug, we'll get you. Anderson goes, hey, how dare he call them thugs? And Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and all of them just crying, little babies. And Donald Trump said, I don't care. Look, that's white noise, pardon the pun. Including Don Lemon. That's white noise. I ain't worried about them. I'm concerned about you. We will make Christianity stand. That's right. They blew a top over a photo op of the president in front of a desecrated monument to Christian civilization. So I want you to understand what they're upset about. If Obama had done it, it would have been sexy. And they would have been talking about, look at him. He's making sure that all Americans know how he feels about them. They would have come up with some glowing thing. But no, it's Donald Trump. They got to make it bad. This is why Donald Trump knows how to get them. That's what you like about him. That's what I like about him. That's why his base is going to stick with him. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rosenstein's going to testify. We're going to talk about that. And the strategy around the Chinese Wuhan hoax, which has now morphed because guess what? We're not so worried about social distancing anymore. We're not so much worried about masks. If you are going to places and wearing masks, shame on you. Oh, Kevin, they require it at Costco. Well, when you go in, they say you have to wear a mask. You say, no, I have a medical condition where I cannot wear a mask. And you can't ask me what my medical condition is. There are cars even they will make up for you. You can just hand it to them. And make sure somebody's videoing you. Because you're going to get paid. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us and listen in podcasts. This show will be up in perpetuity until either my sons decide they're not going to pay for the web hosting for it or whatever. But I'm going to make a prediction. When I'm dead, people are going to go back and listen to these things in archive and go, dude, what a sage guy he was at the time. I believe some of these shows, y'all, Kevin's delusional. He's got Biden's disease. I think they're going to be listening to these shows and studying them in colleges and universities. Yeah, I think I'm playing. My producers are chuckling. I'm serious. Not because You guys know I'm not full of myself in any way. I just think there's some jewels in these programs. I honestly wish we had time to go back and find out all the things I said and predicted and all these other things. We just don't have the staff. But it's amazing. If I had somebody on my team that was dedicated to radio promotion, et cetera, I'm telling you, this show would be one of the biggest. It would be one of the most listened to ever. And I'm still looking for that person. If you're out there and you like me, I'm saying if you like me, if you like what I do, and if you go, yeah, Kevin, I would walk through fire, then let us know. Because we need somebody that is dedicated to promoting this show, because I don't have the staff for it. We just don't. And we will even give you a piece of the pie. So if you're hearing my voice and you want to do it, I'm being very serious. Because I'm telling you, this show, we give some insights that blow your mind. And I'm going to tell you real quickly why I can say that. I say that because I'm a very flawed Christ follower, a.k.a. a Christian. And I have this conversation with God all the time. And God says to me, maybe I'm not listening right anymore, because God does speak to me. Because I say, God, I'm just going to let this thing go where it goes. You know, I'm putting everything in your hands. I know you know when we need to do stuff and when we don't. But here's what I will tell you. In one of my conversations with God years ago, I said to him, I don't know that I have anything to offer. And God says to me, son, I have prepared you in ways that I have prepared no other. This is what he said to me. I'm giving you God's words to me. He said, I have prepared you in ways that I have prepared no other. Your voice will resonate with people. And this was my actual solemn thought and prayer to God. I said, God, I don't have any original thoughts. I don't like that I'm regurgitating other people's ideas. Unless I have something to bring myself, I don't want to do this. And he said to me, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, there are people out there going, Kevin, are you being serious? I'm being totally serious. As God is my witness, I said, unless I can have original thoughts, I'm out. And he said to me, you will have a plethora. He didn't say it that way, but he says, you're going to have more original thoughts than you can shake a stick at. Don't worry about how fertile your mind is. I will make sure you have original thoughts. And this is why, y'all think I'm playing. My producers have heard this, and many people that work on our team have heard this. They will say to me, Kevin, do you remember when you said such and such? That was profound. And I'll go, I have no recollection of that. They will play me the clip. I'll listen to it and go, wow, that was amazing. It is if something is speaking through me. I'm not trying to get all... I'm not trying to get all philosophical and, you know, and spiritual on you. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I don't remember stuff. When I'm in meetings, my team can verify this. I will say to them, somebody's got to take notes, got to record this. Because whatever I tell you now, those thoughts are going to be fleeting for me. I will not remember the great stuff I tell you in this moment. But it will be original thoughts. It will be things that other people have not documented or thought about, or you won't find it when you Google it. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there we're sharing the same ideas, because what I'm about to talk about with Limbaugh, we very much do that. We share some of these same ideas. But that was one of the reasons why I told myself, I'm not going to listen to other shows. I'm not going to watch a lot of the other stuff, because I want to have original thoughts. And here's the other thing about that. I can see a person's idea, a tweet about something, and I can have five things that come over the top of that instantaneously, like, oh, that was a great tweet, but bam, and Amadeus, there's Salieri, immediately, because that's how God said, you will have plenty. That is why Roger Ailes, when he hired me at Fox, said, Kevin, I don't know of a better thought leader. That's what he said to me. I followed your work. I don't know of a better thought leader. And that's what made me go, wow. And I no longer feel that way. I remember right after God said that and I started having original thoughts, I went, whoa, this is legit. You are legit, man. You are not taking somebody's idea and trying to run with it and steal it and make it your own. You are making your own thoughts and ideas. And that's why I tell you guys, my kids somebody going back and listening to these archives is going to go back and say, wow, was he Thomas Sowell? No. I would not put myself on that hallowed ground. Thomas Sowell is one of the best thinkers ever known to man. And it's a shame that more people don't know who that black man is. A converted Marxist to our side that gets it. But here's where I have one up on Thomas. I never needed to convert. I've never been a Marxist. I've always believed in the capitalist system and why it works. So if you're here and you're wondering, why are you here? You may be new to the program. What? And I'm not trying to brag. I guarantee you, if you go back and listen, you're going to find stuff and go, that was one of the most profound things of its time. Kevin knew in advance what was going to happen. It was amazing, the insight, the intellect, you know, the forethought, everything that came to be, blah, 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 blah. They're going to think I'm black man Damas, what they used to call him, Negro Damas, because of the stuff that we talk about here. And it isn't me trying to just entertain you. It is literally a God-given capability for him to say, reach deeper into that subject and let these folks know what's going on. That's what thought leadership is. So I'm glad you're here and helping be a part of it. So I want to go into this Limbaugh thing as to why he rattles the left. And the critical thing is this, that you have to understand about it, is they hate him. And this is why they hate him, is his ability to rattle them. And it began from the beginning. Trump speaks, folks, an unadulterated truth. I try to do much the same here. I think that's why we do have hundreds of thousands of people who listen. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economist Kevin Hazlitt says the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has put the country in a position for a strong recovery. Hazlitt pointing to the ADP job report that was released on Wednesday that shows 2.76 million jobs were lost in May when many forecasters had expected 9 million jobs to be lost. Hazlitt saying the ADP number suggests that we're at a turning point. Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says he never would have signed off on the fourth and final FISA warrant application targeting Trump campaign associate Carter Page if he knew then what he knows now.
Whenever agents or prosecutors make serious mistakes, the Department of Justice needs to take remedial action. And if existing policies fall short, those policies need to be changed.
That hearing continuing on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump says the Republican convention will not be held in North Carolina. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held at full capacity.
Major League Baseball and the Players Union are now in their fourth week of talks concerning a return-to-play plan for a potential 2020 season. The league's latest proposed season would start in July and have an expanded playoff format and features a long list of safety protocols for both Major League Baseball players and team personnel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So as I mentioned, there's a lot to talk about. Rosenstein's going to testify. The Flynn Kislyak transcript release. Social distancing is now suddenly not a big deal, yet we are bombarded with commercials about it and how everybody cares. And every time I see these commercials, it's just loaded with leftists. And how much they love us and care for us, and they want to make sure we're okay. I just want to puke. What else we got? I don't know. The ballot harvesting and cheating by the left and so on and so forth. And, of course, we've been talking about these riots and the implications of those for quite some time. But I want to explain to you why Donald Trump has this profound effect that he's having currently on things and how that's not going to change. And Limbaugh pointed it out. I don't listen to Limbaugh, but somebody got me an article, and it referenced what he says. And when I say I don't listen to Limbaugh, it's not a slam. I'm too busy. My show airs at the time Limbaugh's on, so I'm certainly not going to be listening then. But the majority of the time, it's because I don't want anybody's ideas influencing mine. And when I do hear stuff where we overlap, I go, there you go. Great minds think alike. But Donald Trump, he's hated because he rattles the left and they don't know what to do about it. They can't figure him out. The unadulterated truth is something that the left is not used to dealing with because they live lies. His frankness mystifies them. How dare he come out here and tell people, we're politicians, we're not supposed to do that. We're always plotting. They are not supposed to know the game. So I'll give you examples. How dare Donald Trump call out Mexicans for trespassing in America? Then, how dare he call some of them drug dealers and human traffickers? He can't speak the truth about what's happening and then threaten to build a wall to keep them out. Oh, and have Mexico pay for it. How could he possibly do that? We cannot let him live that truth down. That's insane for him. That's unhinged. That's exactly what the left said about those ideas. When Donald Trump said, you can't just let people come willy-nilly into your country bringing all kinds of things with them, including terrorists. But forgetting all that, how about just the drug trafficking and the human trafficking? What's funny, when you have the truth on your side and you also have the guttural moral core to go with it, it's very difficult for the left to fight you. And what happened in the time of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus? Everybody's now going, oh, we've got to close those borders. We got to shut the country down. You can't just fly into here willy-nilly. And Trump's going, oh, wait, whose idea was that? I seem to remember that. Anyway, despite Mexico's former $70 billion annual trade deficit and the billions that illegals send back to their country every year, money earned in this country, the leftists declared to Donald Trump he has no leverage on building that wall. So what's happening? The wall is being built. The trade agreement called the USMCA between Mexico, Canada, and the United States more than pays for that wall. Oh, and let's not forget what the original premise of all of this was. It was to stop illegal immigration into this country, which it has essentially brought to a drip in comparison to Barack Obama's numbers. So here's the deal, folks. The truth hurts leftists. But Trump has another trick that Limbaugh pointed out, and he commented on his radio show, and I don't have the clip, but here's what I saw the article. Thank you guys, my producers. But he says, when you get to Trump and his conspiracy theories, he does it in a really clever way. And this is where people don't get the subtlety of Trump, because they don't think he has the ability to be subtle. Trump never says that he believes these conspiracy theories that he touts. He simply passes them on. Like during the campaign of 2016, he says, folks, I ran the gamut of emotions on this. When Trump said he had a picture of Ted Cruz's dad standing next to Lee Harvey Oswald, I said, what the hell is this? And I thought, he's going to have to walk this fictitious thing back. Ted Cruz's dad had something to do with the assassination of JFK. He is going to have to walk this back. This is Limbaugh telling you what he was thinking at the time. He says he never walked it back, but more importantly, he never asserted it himself. He simply said it was out there and people ought to know. He sent Cruz off the deep end. Ted Cruz, his dad, off the deep end. I spent time with Ted Cruz's father. We flew together on going to an event. Very entertaining man. I was going to say young man, old man. Very entertaining dude. And we kept in touch for a while. I haven't talked to him in a while. But interesting character. Likeable guy. And I know Ted well. But I'm going to tell you, it sent him in a tailspin. And Trump never, he didn't say, I believe. He goes, hey, this is a rumor. This is what's floating around. It's like if he were running for president against Barack Obama, let me tell you what he would have said about him. He would have said, look, I don't know about his birth certificate and all that. I mean, that's circulating out there. I would like to know definitely, he seems that he's never produced it, but okay, whatever. So he puts that out there. But if he had said, I just find it interesting that, people believe him to be bisexual and he doesn't seem to want to own up to it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal today's time. Why doesn't he just own up? I mean, if that's what's floating around out there. You think Donald Trump would not have said that? He would have said, what's the big deal? I mean, there's the LGBT. They would readily accept him. I mean, holy cow, So he's married now with kids. I mean, it's not like he's probably giving it up. So why not just admit it? Why not, it's out there. See, that's the kind of thing that Trump would have done to Barack Obama that other people wouldn't do. They refuse to do. Oh, boy. He goes on to say this. This is Limbaugh. With virtually every conspiracy theory Trump touts, he never actually touts them himself. He spreads them. And under the guise that people ought to know about this. And it's his way of jamming them up. It's his way of teasing them. His way of getting these conspiracy theories out there. See, that's what the left does. They're called leaks or whatever, however you want to call them. And Republicans never do it. They go, oh, we're going to stay above the fray here. We don't want to insinuate anything or impugn anyone's blah, 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 And Trump's like, I'm not impugning it. I'm just telling you what's out there. And what's cool about it is that's the way we are. If somebody were to say, what do you think about this? What do you think about LeBron as a basketball? Well, I don't know much about it, but a lot of people say he's kind of a selfish player. I don't know, but if that's what you've heard, then it means that's what people are talking about. We do a lot of things in passing, and people dismiss them. Not Donald Trump. I thought this was a great observation by Limbaugh. They can never officially say that Trump believes the conspiracy theory. Thus, in effect, the leftists become the lying skanks. And he went on to illustrate Trump's latest taunt. He said, do you think Trump cares whether Scarborough murdered anybody or not? No, of course he doesn't care. So why is he tweeting it? Because it's out there. He didn't make it up. It's long been out there that the death of this girl had something suspicious about it. So Trump is throwing gasoline on a fire here, and he's having fun watching the flames. He's having fun watching the holier-than-thou leftist journalists react like their moral sensibilities have been forever rocked and can never recover. Remember that clip we played a while back of Mika Brzezinski just saying, Trump, you're a vile man. You're vile. You're a horrible person. You're this. How dare you attack Joe? How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. And Trump just chuckles. Let me tell you what happened. This last time around, I knew Scarborough had a thing, you know, going on. But it wasn't until Donald Trump said it months ago, maybe a couple years ago, when Scarborough was going after him, and he went after Mika Brzezinski and all her plastic surgery and stuff, and he talked about the intern, that was the only time I looked it up. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know why Scarborough left Congress. So I started researching it, because Trump mentioned it. And when I researched it, I was like, wow, I didn't know he had an intern die in his office. Sure enough. It was exactly as Limbaugh predicted. You go out there and you go, huh, I didn't know that. I can imagine Donald Trump going, hey, look, I don't know much about Barack Obama, but, you know, people are talking about the dude used to date guys. It's really funny to be such a suave and debonair guy. I mean, you got to admit, the guy's pretty suave and debonair. There's not a whole lot of women. You can't find much about women about it. I mean, that's what people are saying. Wow. What a powerful tool. This has the added benefit, folks, of reaching the lowest level voter. No highbrow discussions a la Romney. Trump fights in the gutter and emerges clean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You want to know why Donald Trump's going to win? You want to know why America is going to win? Conservatives are going to win the next election? I'll play a couple of clips for you that will give you some hints. And here's one where Jake Tapper asked about right-wing violence.
Let's talk about the violence that we're seeing from coast to coast. Attorney General Bill Barr is blaming, quote, far-left extremist groups for using Antifa-like tactics for the violence that we're seeing. A top Minnesota official says that investigators are looking into whether white supremacists and far-right groups are involved. The acting Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman, Senator Marco Rubio, says that social media accounts linked to at least three foreign adversaries are stoking violence. As the National Security Advisor, what can you tell us about who is perpetrating and promoting this violence?
Well, first of all, I want to separate the violence from the peaceful protesters. One of the things that makes this country great, as you know, Jake, is the fact that when something horrific happens, like the killing of George Floyd, Americans can go to the street and protest and petition their government for redress. And we want to know why, you know, that officer who had so many complaints against him was allowed to stay on the force, why local prosecutors and the mayor and police commissioner didn't do anything about it, and how this happened. And so peaceful protesters are part of a great American tradition. What we don't want to see are the armed protesters, those committing violence, those who are throwing bricks at Secret Service officers and park police last night for the White House, those who have been burning down our cities and attacking the most vulnerable minority communities. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And I think we're going to, you know, the president and the attorney general want to know from Director Wray what the FBI has been doing to track and dismantle and surveil and prosecute Antifa. And if that hasn't been happening, we want to know what the plan is going forward. These Antifa militant radicals who come into our cities and cross state lines, they're organized and use Molotov cocktails and fireworks and gas to burn down our cities, especially businesses in minority neighborhoods. It's got to be stopped, and we expect law enforcement to get to the bottom of it for sure.
Okay, and what can you tell us about any of the far-right groups that might be trying to use this as a predicate to prompt a race war, as Vice News reported, that they are also part of some of the unrest, some of the violence we're seeing, and then, of course, Senator Rubio saying that foreign adversaries through social media are trying to stoke violence as well.
Well, I have not seen those reports, and I haven't read. I generally don't read Vice, so I haven't seen the reports on far right groups. This is being driven by Antifa, and they did it in Seattle. They've done it in Portland. They've done it in Berkeley. This is a destructive force of radical. I don't even know if you want to call them leftists, whatever they are. They're militants who are coming in and burning our cities, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Far right groups. Jay Tapper has to make it sound like there's some far. Who is it? Name me the far-right group that's involved in this. Because we know BLM, Black Lives Matter. We know Antifa. We know Occupy Wall Street. We also know the Tea Party's a far-right group. Are they behind it? No? Oh, you still haven't quite found that Tea Party racist, huh? And do you notice how every time these guys talk about white supremacists, they put them with conservatives? The far right, white supremacists, you know, they've painted us in a corner as if that's who we are, knowing that we're not, knowing that they are. You know the rule, folks. The left tells you who they are by what they tell you you are. That's Jake Tapper. Yeah. The other reason why they're going to lose is, and this was covered by Jim Jordan, but it has to do with shadow banning. And I could cover shadow banning for quite some time, but we'll develop this a little bit further, because I've mentioned shadow banning for decades. Certainly for years. I've met with a group of people, the biggest bloggers, the biggest conservative websites in the country years ago, Tucker Carlson, Floyd Brown, many others. The Daily Caller, Western Journal, etc. And I said, guys, we have no future in social media unless we create our own. And I had created my own, and they didn't listen. But anyway, here's Jim Jordan, representative, talking about shadow banning.
When did they fact check Comey? When did they fact check Clapper? When did they fact check Adam Schiff? All the things he said for the last 3 years. And I know what Twitter did to me and some of my colleagues 2 years ago, Graham. They shadow banned Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. And I think it's interesting. You know, you got 535 members. You count the Senate and the House. 535 members here on Capitol Hill. Only four got shadow banned. They just happened to be the four who were digging into the Trump Russia and all the crazy things the FBI was doing. And it was interesting. Jack Dorsey said that the CEO of Twitter said that, oh, this wasn't intentional. This was just a glitch in our algorithm. And I was asked by someone, I said, glitch in their algorithm? What did they put in the algorithm? The names Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. I mean, come on, no one buys this. So we got to call them out. We got to do everything we can to correct this. And the president's right to sign the executive order and move forward on this.
So what are we talking about, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? We're talking about the left-wing radical groups, Antifa, that the president has said, we're going to make a terrorist, a domestic terrorist group, which is going to open up a whole new can of worms on them. And then secondarily, his issue potentially is going to do something to disrupt the social media flow. When I talk to you about doing something, making something happen, this is exactly what we're talking about here. Not just on my show, but in other shows. And what should we be doing? How should we be fighting back? You have a warrior fighting back. Shadow banning. Not wanting to let people's voices get out. Antifa. Not wanting to let voices get out. Resetting narratives. What would Obama be doing right now? He would be stoking this leftist narrative of he'd be out there. Yo, here, yet again, we got a black man killed by police. We got to do something about this. Even as a non-president, a guy who's probably going to end up in prison. Oh, I know, Kevin, it's a pipe dream. Maybe it is, but he's going to be under a lot of fire. But he's still out there trying to say the negative stuff about America. Oh, look at what happened. This is so far beyond George Floyd. It's ridiculous. You know what's so funny? It grew bigger than they wanted it to grow because George Floyd is going to be lost in all of this. Why? Because of all of the left-wing radical crap that's going on. And you recognize it, and so do Democrats. So do the people in these cities. You know what these cities, let me say, if you live in a big city, were you planning a big evening out, dinner, anniversary, graduation, something that where you were going to go to a restaurant and celebrate after 8 o'clock, and they go, nope, curfew, shut it down. If you're a business and you're at dinner, and dinner is one of your big deals, right? That's where you make your money. You know what they told you? Forget lockdown. You're shut down again. You're not going to make your money. Stores got to close up at 8 o'clock. The city, a city that goes 24 hours, that has people who rely on what happens in the evening. They go to stores and shop and do things in the evening because they live in a city where it's open. That's why they're there. And you know what? We're going to shut it down again. It's been shut down for 2 months, but we're going to shut it down again. Why? Over nonsense. Because over at Miracle Mile, they're rioting and breaking into stores. So you can't go into yours. You, a person out there working your butt off, just trying to make a living, man. And you know what? Some dude you don't even know, that some incident that you can't really care about, because you know in your heart of hearts it isn't happening, how much investment are you willing to make? Oh, Kevin, there's a lot of rioting. There's a lot of people out there. Let me tell you, count them up, and I will tell you, there are 98% of the people in this country who are going, this is nonsense. They may not realize how they're saying it, how it's coming to their thought processes, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're thinking. This is total nonsense. Why are we doing this? Why are we here? And then there's you. You get more reinforced every day. I talked about a poll the other day where they talked about people and their support of President Trump. Overwhelming. Biggest gap of support between people that say, I'm definitely going to vote for Trump or I'm definitely going to vote for Biden. They said it's the biggest one they've seen. I don't know. I don't believe polling, but they say that gap is bigger than at any point. Like, what was it with Hillary Clinton? I don't know. But I'm just telling you what these people are saying. It's the biggest gap. And there's a reason for that gap. And we've talked about it. They want to make it appear as though you're violent. You're the one disrupting all these things. You're the one that goes to protests and beats people up. And you know what? They're finding out, no, you're not. It's leftists that are doing it. And not only do they just beat, they're not just targeting conservatives. They'll target anybody. They will loot a black business. They will beat up old people, cripple people. They don't care. And it's all being documented. And don't think it's going unnoticed. People see it. Jim Jordan talked about they didn't fact check Comey or Schiff. They fact checked four people. Well, we're fact checking them now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.